and I hope they'll take care of them, and I'm sure they will. Because the oldest one now will soon be 17, and she's big enough to appreciate things like that.
Yeah.
Of course, the little one won't, not now.
Did women ever get together and quilt?
Oh, yeah.
That?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Well, that's like just the neighbors come in to help you, and that's all it was. You just cook dinner for them and feed them a good dinner, and they'd just quilt all day.
How long would it take to finish a quilt with?
Depending on how many you had
quilting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Depending on that. Mm-hmm. But it was enjoyable. You enjoyed it so much. But yeah, you'd go help your neighbor quilt. You sure would. And had a good time.
Would you quilt all day long and all night, and the children would be running around the house playing?
No, not all night, just all day.
All day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, you'd have to go home and cook supper and all that kind of stuff and see about your family, and then go back the next day if you didn't finish up, and finish up then later.
Then they'd come to your house and quilt.
Mm-hmm.
So you trade around.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That sounds good.
I always enjoyed quilting. And I had a sister younger than me, and she was always in a hurry with everything she did. And she liked to quilt, but she'd get in a big hurry. Here she'd go lopety-lope, lopety-lope. She's trying to keep up with me. She wanted to do everything that I ever did.
I absolutely worshipped her. She thought she was the greatest.
And I made jelly and preserves and canned and froze and all that kind of stuff. Well, she could not make jelly. She would get in too big of a hurry, and she'd cook it so long that you couldn't eat it.
Couldn't get out of the jar. And she, last year I cooked my scuppin' onion jelly holding the phone.
Yeah, I told her how to make it, and she made it with a conversation on the phone.
Wow.
Because she brought me some of it.
And it was good, you approve.
Yeah, I approve. And when my daughter, of course, she married young too, and she said, I can't make jelly. I said, you can make jelly just as good as anybody else. And she'd say, well, but I want you to know she's making jelly, pear preserves, tea cakes, pecan pies, and the works.
Now she's known for her tea cakes. They're just about so thin you can see through them.
What is a tea cake?
It's a cookie that's as thin as you can get it.
Wow.
Oh.
And it's very crisp.
What's it made out of?
Oh, just flour, sugar, shortening, egg. Very simple recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, I can't do it. And she'd want me, when she'd make the pecan pie filling, but she didn't want to make the crust. I said, you can make the crust as good as you can make the filling. I don't know how. You make me the crust and I'll do so and so. But then I told her how to make it, and she got started making it. Now then she can do it just as good as I can. And I told her the other day, I said, I feel so proud of you. Here you are making pecan pies and tea cakes and pear preserves. She's been taking some to Grover and Audrey and the family.
Good.
And they really appreciate it on account of, you know, they don't have any time to do anything but take care of the mother. And they went Sunday and carried food, but I don't know what all they carried. But anyway, she called me and wanted to know that I want to go. I said, no. Because I've already told Pat, that's my son.
Mm-hmm.
He's bought him a place up in Gilmer County, up in the apple country.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to carry me up there to see his place, and I wanted to go. But I wouldn't have gone with her if he had called me first, because I won't do that. If I tell her I'm going with her, I won't change it to go with him. It has to be, you know, like that. The one that asks first is the one I go with. But anyway, I did. I feel so proud of you. I said, here you are making pecan pies and tea cakes and pear preserves and jelly. She's been making scuffing onion jelly. You wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable to me.
That's great. And she's known for her pecan pies. There's been a time when she'd make 20 and 25.
The most I ever made in one day was 12. But during the Christmas season, I'd make at least 50.
Wow.
Wow.
And her husband would take them to his friends in town.